You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name's Rachel, and we have got Catalina from the Auckland Zine Fest on the line. Morena, Catalina, how are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hey, it's very exciting to be talking to you about Zine Fest this year in a slightly different iteration than we are used to. You guys are taking it online.
Yeah, we've had to rethink things due to COVID and all the restrictions for physical events. So we're just taking the opportunity to, you know, use the online platform to the fullest potential.
Awesome. Hey, let's start at the very beginning for people who might not know what a zine is. What are we talking about here?
So a zine is a DIY self-published booklet, publication. It can be a comic, it can be collages, it can be a collection of artwork, writing, anything you want, as long as it's just coming from you personally. Yeah.
And it's quite a good way of people to connect, I guess, through hobbies and shared interests, music and all that sort of thing. And of course, normally we'd be able to go and see it at the Auckland Art Gallery. You have it all set up in the foyer there on the first floor, and you can wander around and buy all these wonderful zines and swap them with each other. But what's the online version going to look like?
So the online version will be taking submissions from zine makers, and we call them virtual storeholders.
Nice.
And we'll just online shop on our website with their zine. So we'll have photos for them, description of the artist, about the zine, and you can buy them. And yeah, we're just trying to keep that kind of selling, trading, and a platform for zine makers to keep it going.
How did you get into zine making, Catalina?
Well, I got into zine making through my sister, who's Camilla. When she first started in 2014, I kind of went along to support her, and I went to them and started making my own. And yeah, because I'm into illustration and graphic design, it's a perfect platform to kind of express myself.
Yeah, totally. And if people are sitting at home and they're thinking either they have zines or they might be interested in making some, if they want to submit something to the Auckland Zine Fest, how does that work?
So we have applications open for submissions on our Facebook. There's a Google form link there. So basically, we just need some contact details, a little bit about your zines, about your work, and then we have terms and conditions there in the form as well, and then we'll contact you to discuss delivery and photos and all that.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's open to anyone. It's national as well, and yeah, thanks to funding, we'll be covering a delivery fee as well. So it shouldn't be too difficult.
Awesome. That's really cool, because I guess the one thing that is a plus side to being online is that you can have international stall holders, which is not something that you've been able to do necessarily in the past. Are you sort of excited to see what might be coming from overseas?
Yeah, definitely. We've had maybe a couple people contact us from Australia and that. And yeah, it's nice to go national as well, because Auckland Zine Fest, if you really want to be a storeholder, you need to make the effort to come down you know, for everything. So this is a good chance for everyone
to have a go. Yeah, totally. And I guess zines are, as they are, part of that whole like community creative initiative thing, it's quite a lovely time to be connecting through those physical publications as well as it being an online thing. Are you sort of looking forward to seeing what people have been maybe working on in isolation and stuff, Catalina?
Yeah, we're going to encourage, you know, for people to sell their zines or things they've been making during isolation. And we're also going to be collaborating with local zine makers, collectives and all that to make workshops so we can, you know, get that excitement and keep the connection of zines and all that. Yeah, because everybody loves the market, but it won't be the same, unfortunately. But we will be trying to have the market maybe November or December or even summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's still options. We're just keeping it rolling.
Fantastic. So when do applications close?
So applications close on June 4th. So there's still quite a bit of time to get things in. And don't be afraid. You can submit anything. You don't have to be official or anything. It's just, you know, you need to enjoy zine making.
That's basically all the criteria. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for chatting to us, Catalina. Looking forward to seeing the online iteration.
definitely. Yeah, we're excited as well. Thanks so much for your time, Rachel.
Hey, no, thanks for chatting to us. We'll see you online.
Definitely, on the interwebs. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.